I've had the absolute pleasure of chatting with Christos Malankos, who is actually was my Bowen Therapy teacher trainer many years ago when I was studying the diploma in Bowen Therapy. He has an absolute passion for all things natural, and he started his own business, Northeast Naturopathic Group, in 2001. As he has spent a large part of his life journey dedicated to learning, he has achieved so much in his life. Although it can be challenging at times, juggling and growing a business with five children, he has been very fortunate to have help from his amazing wife and family, which has led him to a successful career. Christos lives in one of the best parts of the world on a beautiful property in King Valley with his wife Sandy and their five energetic children. He enjoys organic gardening, building store bale homes, and jogging and theatre. So let's find out more about what Bowen Therapy can do for your happiness. Hi, Christos.
Hello, Tanya. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me on here.
I'm so great. I'm so grateful for your time because I know that you have a very busy life and practice. So I really appreciate fitting me in
today. My pleasure.
So thank you. So I just wanted to talk. We're going to talk about Bowen Therapy because we both have a passion for Bowen Therapy.
Yeah.
And you're the person who actually taught me to be my Bowen, to be a Bowen therapist.
You were great.
Yeah, so I was led into Bowen Therapy, as you know, because I suffered from a condition called gastroparesis, which was it went on for about a year and a half, and I tried everything, doctors, diet, everything, and nothing seemed to work until I had met Natalie one day, and she said, come along and try Bowen Therapy, and six sessions, and the gastroparesis had never, ever returned. And I was so amazed how it worked that I actually booked in a class to come and do one module.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
It was when we our kids were just babies. And
yeah.
So Bowen has been a great part of my life, thanks to you, because of all the anatomy and everything in the medical background that you had that taught me so much. And I have used it with the asthma attacks, everything. I just thank God for Bowen Therapy in my life at that time. So, now I want to know your background and if you can share a little bit about how you led into Bowen Therapy, because you weren't really into natural therapy. You started off as a mathematician or in math.
Yeah, absolutely. I did two degrees. My first degree was science and, physics, chemistry, and maths, and computer science. And I loved that at the time. Like, I was very scientifically minded but I kind of went away for a couple of years. I lived in Japan and I started becoming into, started enjoying, natural health more. I did a shiatsu course while I was in Japan. I did a lot of reading. And when I came back to Australia, I wanted to study naturopathy. So that's what I did first. And I did 8 years of naturopathy. And it wasn't until after I was a naturopath that I actually came into Bowen, which is interesting because in my course, it was at the Southern School of Natural Therapies, and I'd never heard of Bowen Therapy, but I remember seeing, because in that time you had to do a massage certificate as well, as a naturopathy certificate. So in that time, I remember seeing, there were five subjects I had to pick, and I remember seeing Bowen Therapy, but I didn't know what it was. So I picked, I picked reflexology and aromatherapy and polarity therapy and a few other things. So, but that kind of stuck in my head that was a thing, I guess. I didn't really look into it more. But then when I finished my naturopathy, I met a lady called Doreen Schwegler. And I met her at a course where I was studying natural fertility management with Francesca Naich. So we both were doing a diploma with her, and it was a living course for about 7 days up in near Sydney. And I was amazed that that she mentioned Bowen Therapy, and she just got 10 of us to lay on the carpet and didn't really explain much about it, but went from person to person and did the moves. And I remember the morning after, even though I didn't have anything wrong with it, I just went jogging and I felt like I was jogging on air.
Yeah.
This is really interesting. Like, what's different? Like, I didn't have sores before. So I started, my scientific mind was saying, what's different in my body? And as I did more research, it was the fascia. The fascia was more aligned and more, I guess, more elastic, if you like, more in flow with each other, with each fascial line with itself. And I thought to myself, I'm going to learn this. And it took me a few times to see the word again before I actually booked in, but I booked into a class later on that year, and I became a Bowen therapist. And now, even though I use herbs and nutritionals and all of those with my clients, I can't imagine treating people without Bowen therapy because we hold so much tension in our bodies. And I've seen time and time again where I add in some Bowen therapy and it makes my herbs work better. It makes so much else work better because the body's more aligned. And so many of us are walking around misaligned. I mean, you just walk around the supermarket and just look at people and you can see the shoulders that are
I
more raised
know.
or the hips that are more raised and people limping and there's so many. And when I first started, I used to love doing that in
I
supermarkets.
know.
The thing is, they need this procedure and they need this procedure and they need this procedure.
Yes.
But yeah, that's how I came into Bowen therapy. And it's just been superb in my clinic, but also in my family life. Like I've treated it, used it with all of my children. And it's great to be able to do something that allows you to treat things as they come, rather than have to wait to go and see a doctor and things like that.
Yeah,
So it's
it
been
is
superb for me,
amazing.
yeah.
Because both my children have asthma, and I mean, I told you about the time when I was doing the walking track, and a young gentleman forgot his ventilator, and I did the asthma moves, and he started breathing again, and because it was a way back to his bag, and yeah, so and then I used it
I
many
tell people that
times.
story every time I
Do
treat,
you?
every time I teach the respiratory procedure.
Oh, I know, it's a bit late. And
So I
then,
hope you don't mind.
no, well then I told you about Luke's ankle. Remember he was on the beach and he rolled his ankle. Straight away we did the Bowen and he was up walking on his in his twisted ankle. So still to this day, even my mum, when she injured her knee, I think I said to her, she was up your way, Wangaratta way, and I said, go find someone straight, and next day the knee comes good. Like, it's really good for treating injuries if you
Absolutely.
can, straight away, because the healing mechanism is activated in the body and it just tends to. So let's just talk a little bit about Tom Bowen, and then we'll talk a little bit about how Bowen can help us. But who is Tom and the name Bowen? How can
So
help?
Tom Bowen was a guy from Geelong. So Bowen therapy started in Geelong, and he says that it was a gift from God, but through his intuition, through his training, he used to work in a metal like a cement works, and there's lots of stories about how it came about. But moral of the story is, well, he started working in Geelong and seeing people, and he had great results. And he was someone who didn't write anything down. Like nothing was written down about Bowen therapy. He had six people watch him on different sorts of days, and often for like 2 or 3 years at a time. And I learned from Ozzy Wrench, who was one of the people that was watching him. And he started his clinic, and his thing was he wanted to keep Bowen as close to the original as possible. So he did that, and that's how my training came about initially. But yeah, Tom was seeing about 13,000 people a year when they did a census on him, 13,000 people a year, and he'd often have people waiting in his waiting room. He would treat people, he'd treat a lot of sports injuries. So he'd be really busy on Saturdays and Sundays when and the football was on. He would treat lots of kids. He had a really real affinity for treating kids that were disabled, especially. So he'd have like free clinics where people would bring the children in. And I guess over the years, he developed this system that really worked for him. And then others watched him do it develop what we know as Bowen therapy now.
And he used to have a queue right outside his house where people were lining up to see him go from one room to the other, didn't he? Like he'll treat
Like
someone
he would
there.
have, yeah, he'd have like 10 or so people sitting in the waiting room, and he wouldn't have a time. Like, if you come to my clinic, at 10:30 I'm going to see you. Whereas people would just wait in the morning, and he'd pick someone in who he thought needed to be next. So it was quite an interesting way to work. But he would do a lot of assessing. He was literally a master assessor, which is what we've tried to teach our students in the diploma courses and lots of other assessment courses.
And in the supermarket, because I do that when I see people, I go, oh, your jaw's out of alignment. And,
Yes,
you know, but what I also
absolutely.
love about bone, apart from the fact that it is actually non-invasive, like it's just so gentle. You're just, you know, it's relaxing. Sometimes people drift off to sleep, but it's so effective. And, you know, there's been a lot of medical research about bone therapy. Would you be able to share some of the research on
Sure.
that?
So there's been quite a bit of research. I mean, hard to do lots and lots of research on bone therapy because of the cost. I mean, you know, research costs a lot. But there has been some research to see how it works, and there's been lots of great results, and it's basically showing how the fascia relaxes after a bone session. So basically, what we're doing with the bone therapy move is making a small move over muscles, tendons, and ligaments, similar to just like a roll over this particular structures. And what it does is it gives the body a signal to relax and heal that area. So they've been able to measure things like that with some research that has been done. And when the way I explain to my clients is that I'm going to do a move, it's going to send a message to your brain or your nervous system to relax and heal that particular area. And what I need to do is wait for the body to respond. And I use the analogy of the computer. Like if I type into the computer where I am now, it's going to have that little circle that goes around until it sort of processes what I've just typed in. Very similar to the body. So it needs that time to process the messages that the bone gives. And I really love it when people come back the second time because they, you know, often the first time you think, well, how can these little moves have such a big effect? But the second time after they've seen those effects, then it's quite profound. That's kind of my favorite time when people come back because it's like, oh, okay, this really does amazing work with such little you know, it's not even a manipulation, little moves, just little messages. That's what I call them.
And it's activating that neuro pathway to remind the muscle, oh, actually, there's a leg there, and there's kind of like, oh, there's a glute
Exactly.
muscle, and I need to actually, this is what the glute muscle's meant to do, and I forgot about that. But and that 90, the 90, the weight that we make in between each set of moves is really important, but also like we recommend that there's a 7 day period after a Bowen session to wait. One of my biggest complaints is that sometimes people tend to go off and they think, oh, the Bowen hasn't worked and I need to do this, I need to try this, I need to try this, without allowing that 7 days to actually work. It kind of interrupts that p computer processing, and it all
Absolutely.
and that interruption can actually be quite a letdown, because the body is halfway to restoring itself and then something else just stops that
And I usually say to my clients that, you know, for the next 5 to 7 days, I want you not to have any other manual therapies, because we don't want to confuse the body. So think of what I've done is programmed. Or giving your body these messages to do its healing. So it initiates the healing response of the body, and we need to give it time to do that so that we can have the best results. I mean, because people do want the best results, but so I always make sure on my little intake form that I'll give them to take home that they know that they shouldn't be doing anything for the next 5 to 7 days. And sometimes, you know, some of my clients work with other therapists too, but we try and do it on alternating weeks, for example.
That's a good idea. And so, because it's such a holistic treatment, why would you say this is a holistic treatment opposed to, you know, saying if you're just going to somewhere and they're just massaging your leg? How, because I remember someone's story about how they went to Bowen therapy, and you know, there was a secondary injury. It was caused by a knee injury, but they actually had a sore shoulder and a frozen shoulder. But we traced back that it was actually the knee that had an injury quite some years ago, and that was causing the shoulder. So the question was how come it's like works holistically? So if you're coming with the sore shoulder, it actually helps repair the knee injury if we look at the knee as well.
So I like to think of it as like the body's connected through lots of different ways, through the nervous system, through muscles, etc. But one of the ways to explain how the bone works is through fascia. And often we have our, you know, fascial lines, whether that's a superficial front line or the back line. And sometimes there's little talks, there's little,
Yeah.
where it's little, it's rougher in a section, or there's a bit of scarring in a section. So that's going to have an issue with the whole line. Like if you strum a guitar string, there's no way that that guitar string doesn't have an effect over that whole string, does it?
No.
And that's how I like to think of the fascia. So it's going to have an effect on all the fascial lines. But what it'll do is you do a move on a certain area,
Yeah.
and it'll have an effect in another area because it's trying to rebalance those lines. So the body wants balance, basically. I mean, the body's primed to have balance. So if we give it the stimulus it needs, it wants to go back to that.
And it's always striving for that balance, isn't it? And
Absolutely.
it is amazing the next day after a Bowen therapy session. It's like, oh my God, I actually feel different. And you can see when people get up from the table from their session that their eyes have lit up and their body's just like got this vibrancy. So what sort of conditions have you really helped people with
Oh,
lately? Like, I know.
lo loads, loads and loads of different conditions, from sore ankles to avoiding jaw surgery. I mean, in my clinic, I see a lot of internal I issues, like gut issues, like asthma, like anything to do with the organs in the torso, for example. So I specialize in things like that. So I've treated people really successfully for things like Crohn's disease and things like diarrhea. But also I do use other remedies as well. So I think with sometimes with things like this, you need to have a balanced approach. Just to go backtrack a little bit, where you were talking about the relaxed state that you get with Bowen therapy. So the best way to heal is to be in a parasympathetic state. It's really difficult to heal when you're in a sympathetic state. And what I mean by the sympathetic state is that, when you're running, when you're fired up, if you're running away from a tiger, you want everything to be in your muscles. You want all the energy you need to run away and climb that tree to get away from it. Whereas and your body's not going to worry about, going to the loo or digesting or anything like that, or repairing your frozen shoulder. It's not going to want to do any of that. It wants to get away from the tiger. Whereas if you're in a relaxed state, you're in the cave, you're feeling relaxed, you're with your family, you're singing, kumbaya or something like that, you get into the relaxed state where you can heal much easier. And that's what I find that Bowen therapy does right from the first two moves.
Yeah, that
You,
important.
Yeah, it kind of like says to the body, okay, let's start the healing process. And that's why you need those little pauses so that your body gets into that relaxed state. And you probably, as a therapist, have seen many times where people go, this is like a little sighs. And those little sighs are when the body is getting more and more into a parasympathetic state. So I find with anything that I'm treating, when we can get that people into a relaxed state, whether that's if I'm using herbs or whether that's anything, they're going to heal better. And sometimes when people have seen me only for iridology or herbs or something like that, if I'm not getting results as fast as I think we should be, I'll add in some Bowen therapy, and it's just the magic trigger. Because it really gets the body into that sort of healing state.
Rest, repair, and recover. One thing I get in trouble a little bit about, because when obviously when we're in when you're in class, I obviously no notice you doing those little rollover moves on your neck because you've been driving. And when I give my dad a hug, I just whip those two little first moves on his back, and he goes, "Would you stop that?" But I just like, and all of a sudden he just goes, "Ah." And you just get that sigh of relief. And because, they're a bit stubborn, sometimes they don't come for Bowen. And then,
Sure.
I'll say goodbye and then I'll whip those other two on his back when he's not looking.
I love
And he's like,
it. That's great.
are you doing that Bowen on me? He goes, you just can't leave your fingers alone. But your fingers just want to like heal, don't they? It's just amazing. And one thing also, when someone comes and they have a muscular issue, or it could be also a nerve. How do you differentiate between the two? And, does one take longer to heal? If it's just muscular, you've run a few steps at the beach and you've got, sore muscles. How can you tell if it's nerve or muscular, and what's difference
Sure.
and what do you do?
Well, it's all about assessing. Often with that, we start with the correct questions. You look at ranges of motion for the muscles. Like that, we can, when there's muscle issues, there's going to be less ranges of motion. And then what we do after we do that actively, we do it passively. So we take away, we actually, for example, like if I asked you to move, move your hand like, move your wrist like this, if I was doing it for you, that's passively. So then that takes away the muscular contraction. So then, it could be something to do with a joint or with a nerve, et cetera. So it's really about assessing, that we know that. And then that will allow us to know more about, even the length of treatments. Like obviously muscles are going to be repair quicker than nerves and or nerve issues. I also like to assess internally. Like I use iridology. I use the color of eyes to give me some clues about what's happening. I use the tongue. The tongue is a really great way to see what's happening gut wise. And also the nails and other body signs. So the body is actually really clever. The body is so, it just wants to be healed. It wants to be in balance, and it will give us clues. And whether that's clues in our muscles, whether there's clues in the joints and what it can do, what it can't do, whether it's clues on our face and things, I'd like to look at those clues and then just get a balanced approach to what to do. But generally, it's all about assessing.
I also find it's really good for maintaining, like for me, it's good for maintaining just good health. I find the clients that come regularly, sometimes they come every week or some come every fortnight, that they just seem generally healthier. They just don't seem to get sick, they don't come with colds, they just don't seem to have a lot of health issues. And it's because they come regularly for the Bowen. I mean, I know why, but could you explain why this could be happening to people who come regularly?
So when you think of fascia, so often people have fascia or muscles and things that are tight. So if you work on those, they get less tight. The fascia is smoother. Like if we drink a lot of water as well, that's why we ask people to drink water after a bowel. And if we drink lots of water, the fascia becomes more fluid, more hydrated. So if you do that regularly, you're not going to get to the stage where you're, like for example, I just had a bit of a treatment on my neck, and it feels really good. But if I leave that for five, let's say for 5 months, having a sore neck, that's going to get a lot tighter. Whereas if I have regular treatments, then my fascia in my neck is going to be a lot looser. My muscles will be a lot less tight. So anything that you do regularly will really help, and especially when it's something that you experience like shoulder issues, like ankle issues, whatever. If you have regular treatment, you're going to keep everything moving easier, flowing easier, more hydrated, and it's going to take less time to get to where we want to be.
I still to this day, just absolutely amazes me how well Bowen works. Like if you, I have like a client and you work on their shoulder and then you might see them 3 days later or a week later and you'll go, how's that shoulder? And they'll go, oh, it's gone. And then it don't even realize it because it's just been such a natural healing process. It's just kind of dissolved itself naturally to the point where they actually forgot that they had the sore shoulder. And so we're talking about these injuries that have been going on for years, and suddenly they're just not there anymore. And it's kind of really bizarre. It's like I had this back injury, and suddenly the back injury is just not there. And it's kind of you go looking for it, and it's not there.
And I think with that, it's about removing the stresses, whether the stress is fascial tension, whether the stress is muscular tension, whether the stress is, lack of elasticity in the muscles, whatever it is. It's about removing that stress, but also rehabilitating. So a lot of what we do in Bowen is rehabilitating, strengthening muscles that are too loose, loosening muscles that are too tight. So, and that plays a big part as well.
I just like the hamstring procedure for the bike riders. I guess kind of, it just, yeah. So, I mean, actually, in my book, Holistic Happiness, I do talk about Bowen, and it says rest and restore. So, yeah, but if you're enjoying yourself, it means your body, mind, and spirit are in balance. So it is important to have balance, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, So, I'm just going to ask you three things that you just quickly, in a short answer, is what you do to maintain your health for you and your family. Like, what are three things that you like to do to maintain your health?
Great. Well, for me, one of the keys, because the gut is one of my nurture points. So when I say nurture points, I mean areas I need to look after, and the gut and the kidneys are one of my nurture points. So I make sure I'm really hydrated, and if I don't drink for 2 or 3 hours, I'll get a headache. And that doesn't mean I've got a problem; it just means I need to drink more. And I also like to I fast. I do intermittent
Oh,
fasting.
me too.
Yeah,
Oh,
I
that's
love it.
great.
And I also fast once, at least once a week, and at least a few days a quarter. And I find that really balances my gut because my gut needs rest.
Me
I'm not
too.
saying everyone should do this,
Yeah.
but for me, it needs rest. When I give it that rest, it rebalances. And I do try and do just a little bit of exercise most days. So I'm not
Wonderful.
someone that can afford to run 20Ks. I mean, I'm just, like time-wise, I don't have that time. I can't even run 10Ks. But when I was away, I was recently away for 5 weeks. And I decided, how am I going to, because I won't be able to control my diet as much, I thought, how am I going to stay healthy? And I ran every single day. But some days it was only like for 15 minutes. Some days it was, for like half an hour. But some days it was not long. But just doing that consistently has made such a difference. And I find for me, consistency is key. I need to consistently do a little bit of exercise, and I need to intermittent fast. And I mean, even today, it's like lunchtime. I haven't, I fasted this morning and I feel really good. Like I'm not starving, but I know when I eat, I'm gonna feel really good as well.
Yeah, I'd say yes to all those things. Actually, I'm fasting at the moment, but I found fasting, I mean, actually, it probably was you that influenced me, because I think you were telling me when, back in your probably crazy days, when you did a water fast for I don't know how long. I mean, I'm doing a water fast at the moment, but I find it just resets and rebalances. I think the longer you do it, it starts working on your gut, and then I think it's 36 hours, and then you start back and fast again, and it actually helps with your weight loss as well. But yeah, I really think fasting has actually become such a large part of my regimen, and it is
Yeah,
actually a little bit
absolutely.
cheaper too, because you don't have to buy so
Yeah,
many
you don't
groceries.
have to buy food. And it works really well in my clinic because I'm a busy clinic days. That's when I try and fast, because I don't have to go for lunch. I can just keep going, and I also don't think about eating, so it works really well.
And the exercise is really good in the movement. I find my mum's amazing. Like, she's almost coming up to 80, but she just goes. She's always like, she works. She's got a property like you, and she works. She chops woods. And I think the more we stay flexible, and the more we even like Luke was saying, he likes to kite surf constantly, and he says if you stop, you just become lazy. So yeah, fasting, exercise, yeah. So yeah, the
It's really good to
wonderful.
get to the point where it's not negotiable. Like every morning you wake up and you run for 10 minutes or half an hour or something. But when it's every day, otherwise we can just make excuses.
That's right. Well, that sums it up today. Is there anything that you wanted to add about Bowen therapy before we go? I know that you're busy doing your training. I'm still working at home. It's Bowen therapy has been great for me as a mom to work from home. I can fit clients in at all sorts of times. You work in a busy clinic in Wangaratta, and you travel a lot with your teaching.
I think just what I like to say is just give it a go, give it a try. Even if you think you don't have any particular issues, try at least 2 Bowen sessions a week apart and just see how your body feels, because I think all bodies can do with Bowen, but also all bodies can do with some balance.